A woman was suffering from the depression, so her concerned husband took her to her psychiatrist.
有一個婦人咧，佢係有患咗憂鬱症，咁所以佢嗰個丈夫咧就帶佢去見一個精神科嘅醫生。
The doctor listened to the couple talk about their relationship, and then said, "The treatment I prescribe is really quite simple."
咁個醫生聽完一個夫婦喺度講完關於佢哋嘅關係之後咧，咁佢就話：我俾嗰個治療咧係好簡單嘅啫。
With what he went over to the man's wife.And gathered her up in his arms and gave her a big kiss.
咁一個醫生咧，跟住咧就行去一個嘅婦人嗰度，然後雙手抱起佢，然後就俾咗佢一個吻。
He then stepped back and looked at the woman's glowing face and brought a smile.
咁然後咧，佢就褪後一步，然後就睇住一個婦人佢面上嗰個燦爛嘅笑容。
And turning to the woman's husband, he said.See, that's all she needs to put new life back into her.
咁跟住咧，佢就對依個婦人個丈夫講啦。佢話：嗱，你睇下，就係咁簡單，就可以俾到佢一個好似新生命咁樣啦。
Well, then, her husband responded, "Okay, doc, I can bring her in on Tuesdays and Thursdays."
但係嗰個完全冇表情嗰個丈夫咧，就回應嗰個醫生講，佢話。好啊，醫生，咁我就逢禮拜二、禮拜四帶佢嚟啦。
Today's gospel lesson is Jesus on remarriage after divorce。
咁今日依個嘅福音嘅章文咧，就係講到耶穌講到關於依個喺離婚之後嗰個嘅再結婚。
Customs in regard to divorce seems to be fairly casual even in those days。
講到關於離婚依個嘅事情咧，喺當日嚟講咧，都好似係幾隨便嘅。
Moses allowed for a certificate of divorce in which a man merely wrote a statement saying that he no longer wished to be married.
摩西咧，佢係准许一啲嘅丈夫咧係寫一封嘅休書，係關於佢話佢唔想繼續喺個婚姻入邊。
But you should note that there was no provision for the wife to divorce the husband in those days.
但我哋留意咧，妻子咧唔可以同佢嘅丈夫離婚嘅喺嗰個時刻，喺當時。
Marriage was a form of protection and security for women。
婚姻係喺當時嚟講咧，係一個嘅保護啦，同埋一個嘅安全對嗰啲婦人嚟講。
So become a divorced woman meant to be a very difficult situation。
所以對一個離婚嘅婦人嚟講咧，係佢哋係會遇上一個好困難嘅情況嘅。
If you take just this passage, you might conclude that Jesus was uncritical, total support of the marriage and family, someone who would be the family value that has been much discussed issue among us.
如果我哋淨係睇到一段嘅經文咧，我哋就會總括就話耶穌咧係唔會去批判或者係完全支持婚姻同埋家庭嘅。就好似嗰啲係我哋今日成日好多時講到嗰個家庭嗰個價值觀咁樣。
Jesus clearly take a stronger, perhaps more compassionate stand against divorce, especially because of the vulnerable status of the woman.
耶穌咧，實在咧，佢係站喺一個比較強啲嘅，或者係一個比較有憐憫嘅嗰方面嘅一個嘅立場。對一個嘅喺依個婚姻對依個離婚一件嘅事上，可能係因為當時婦人嗰個比較弱啲嗰個嘅身份。
Was divorce right or wrong？
離婚係啱與錯咧
？Jesus did not sidestep that questions, which still troubles our society.
所以耶穌係冇迴避到一個嘅問題，而一個嘅問題就係今日嚟講，亦都係困擾我哋嗰個嘅社會嘅。
Instead, he turned away from the problem, asked his questioners to focus on the purpose of the marriage.
咁但係反而咧，耶穌係轉過去，唔係講嗰個嘅問題，而係問嗰啲發問嘅人，叫佢哋著重喺婚姻嗰個嘅目的嗰度。
Quoting the praises of Genesis, Jesus clearly emphasized the purpose of marriage, the building of an enduring, permanent relationship between a man and a woman.For their mutual well-being, as well as for the sake of other children.
佢係引用咗創世記嗰度，耶穌好清楚嘅去肯定 講到一個婚姻嗰個嘅目的，就係要去建立一個持久或者係永久嘅關係，係一個男人同女人佢哋嘅一個持久同埋永久嘅關係，為咗嘅係佢哋彼此嗰個嘅好處，亦都係為咗佢哋嘅兒女。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and join his wife, and two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer but one flesh.
因此，人要離開父母，與妻子聯合，二人成為一體。
Here, become one and whole is very essential in family relationship.
佢哋成為一體。不是再是兩個人，乃是成為一體，這個是一個和一個整體，對家庭來說是很重要的。
Jesus saw the Mosaic law permitting divorce is just necessary accommodation when this relationship had become abusive because of hardening of human heart.
耶穌看見一個摩西的法律是准許離婚，只是因為他是要去遷就一個嘅關係，如果佢係喺一個嘅虐待當中，或者係因為人嘅心係剛硬。
In the other hand, Jesus asked them to not to focus on what the law allows, but what God intends.
但喺另外方面咧，耶穌係要佢哋咧唔好集中喺嗰個法律係准許啲乜嘢，而係睇下上帝佢想要嘅係乜嘢。
Yes, the point is not what our desire is, but what God's will is.
是的，那个要点呢，就不是说我们想要什么，而是上帝的旨意是什么。
No man has the right to dehumanize his wife, to divorce her by snap of the finger.
一个的男人呢，他没有一个权利去藐视贬低他那个的妻子，他只是很随意这样的去跟他离婚。
In God's sight, a woman and a man are equals with equal rights and equal responsibilities.
在上帝的眼中呢，就男性和女性呢，都是平等的，有同样的权利，也都有同样的责任。
No one should dominate the other.
没人可以应该去主管另外一个人。
They should mutually share in the rights and responsibilities and accountabilities of their relationship.
他们应该是彼此的去分担他们的权力、个责任，还有他们在他们关系里面的责任感。
Again, the central concern is what's the will of God?
是的，我们的中心的关心就是说上帝的旨意是什么呢？
How can we know God's will in a world where things go so wrong?
在这个世代有这么多的错误的事情发生的时候，我们怎样知道上帝的旨意呢？
Jesus affirms clearly that God wants children to be valued and marriages to be preserved.
耶稣呢，很多时候都是很肯定的去讲到，就说上帝是想小孩子是被看重的，而婚姻是被保存的。
But unfortunately, children are still suffer and marriages fail. Even the good children and even good marriages often fail.
但好不幸嘅咧，就係我哋今日睇到兒童仍然都喺度受緊苦，而好多嘅婚姻都係失敗嘅，甚至係一啲所謂嘅好嘅兒童咧，或者一啲好嘅婚姻咧，都會係失敗嘅。
But please just do not assume that Jesus did not mean to prohibit divorce.
但我哋唔好去假設咧，就係話耶穌冇去禁止一個嘅離婚。
In that marriage, Moses already settled it.
就係依方面咧，摩西已經係處理咗啦。
Divorce must be allowed in this hard-hearted world.
喺一個咁人心咁剛硬嘅世代當中咧，離婚係應該係可以嘅。
So what the parishes want him to do is.Specify the circumstances under which people can divorce without sin.
但法利賽人他們想要做的就是要去指定，耶穌指定在什麼情況之下人可以離婚但是不會犯罪呢？
Yes, without sin.
是的，是說到說沒有罪。
When can they do this and maintain that it is what God wants?
他們怎可以這樣做但是仍然都是做到上帝所要的呢？
Their concern is, of course, without sin.
他那個的關注就是說是沒有罪的。
But Jesus' answer is certainly never.
而耶穌嗰個嘅答案咧，就係好確定嘅講到係永遠唔可以。
God never wants marriage to end any more than God wants babies to be born with tumors or teenagers to die in car crashes.
耶穌咧係上帝咧係唔要睇到婚姻係有一個嘅失敗嘅，同埋同樣嘅，好似上帝亦都係唔想睇見嬰孩生出嚟係有癌症，或者係青年人係喺交通意外當中係喪生。
Therefore, any time a couple gets divorced, they can say, I mean, they must say, this is not absolutely what God wants, but we wanted it. Otherwise, we fail it.
咁所以咧，當有一對嘅夫婦去要去離婚嘅時候咧，佢哋應該係咁講，或者我意思係講，佢哋一定要係咁樣講，就係話，依個唔係上帝所要嘅，但我哋想。咁所以咧，我哋係失敗咗嘅。
We know God's will is larger than any disaster, too large to be offset by a few human failing.
我哋知道上帝嘅旨意係比任何一啲嘅災難係更加大嘅，係唔會係因為我哋一啲人嘅一啲嘅錯誤咧，係令到佢唔再有一個嘅唔有上帝嘅旨意。
The problem is that everyone still suffers whenever there is a broken relationship.
咁個問題咧就係話，就係我哋當我哋有一個嘅破裂嘅關係嘅時候咧，就每一個人都係喺度受苦嘅。
Even God suffers through Christ, sharing our weak, timid, and often sinful humanity.
甚至上帝咧都係藉住耶穌基督，佢都係分享咗我哋嗰個嘅軟弱，我哋嗰個懦弱，甚至我哋一個罪性。
Adultery, abuse, neglect, stubbornness. It brings the grief of everyone involved and near to them.
有奸淫啦，有虐待啦，有忽略啦，或者一啲固執咧，依啲都可以帶嚟係痛苦，係對每一個參與嘅人，甚至佢哋周圍嘅人都會有一個嘅痛苦嘅。
And we all feel sorry for them.
而我哋咧就都為佢哋覺得難過。
However, Jesus said nothing about the blame.
但耶穌咧喺呢度冇講到關於嗰個嘅指責。
When two people divorce, God's will has not been done.
當有兩個人去要離婚嘅時候，上帝嘅旨意就冇成就啦。
That's all what he said.
呢個就係耶穌所講嘅。
But we often ask, whose fault is it?
但好多時我哋就去問邊個嘅錯咧
？Usually the husband who is stronger, at least physically.
但好多時可能就係嗰個丈夫啦，因為佢最得閒到喺身體上係強啲嘅。
Or the wife who is usually too stubborn，
或者係嗰個妻子啦，佢好多時可能係固執嘅。
Or the community that failed to sustain them，
或者係咪嗰個嘅社區咧就唔能夠去維持佢哋咧
？If not society or the surrounding culture，
或者係嗰個嘅社會，或者甚至係佢周圍嗰個嘅文化。
Jesus didn't say about it.
耶穌喺呢方面冇講到。
Perhaps sin is loose in the world.
可能喺呢個世代當中有好多嘅罪。
Chaos breaks in everywhere.
喺一個混亂咧，好多時都係喺周圍有出現。
We call it what it is, sin and chaos.
咁我哋咧就稱嗰啲就係為之罪同埋混亂。
But throughout the centuries, there has been far too many Christians.Who have felt that their primary calling was that of the rebuking somebody?
但係好多世代都嚟講咧，即係好多嘅基督徒咧，佢覺得佢最主要嗰個嘅呼召咧，就係去指責其餘嘅人。
There is too many to have felt that God wanted them to look around to see if anybody has any fun, so they could put the stop on.
但有好多咧，佢會覺得即係上帝咧就想去周圍去睇下，睇下邊個有啲有趣嘅事情，然後就要去禁止佢哋。
We Christians and churches often found to adopt the attitude of parishes to the divorce.
我哋基督徒或者係教會咧，好多時咧都採用咗法利賽人嗰個嘅態度去面對離婚。
Trying to ascertain whether it should be self-righteously condemned.Divorcing couples or people involved in.
我哋嘗試去好自以為意咁樣嘅去指責嗰啲離婚嘅人。 或者去有參與的人。
It makes us wonder from when we have volunteered to play the role of Job's friend, attempting to discern who is really responsible here.
咁呢個咧就令到我哋喺度諗，我哋幾時開始係嘗試去扮演約伯嗰啲朋友嗰個角色咧，就去分辨，就係去嘗試去話邊一個係邊一個嘅責任咧。
There is a story of a chaplain who witnesses an Afro-American woman just heard that her son was killed in an automobile accident.
咁有一個嘅故事咧，就係講到一個牧師咧，佢就真係親身睇到一個嘅非裔嘅美國嘅婦人，咁佢啱啱聽到佢個仔咧喺一個嘅交通意外當中喪生。
She received the shocking news with a shriek of the anguish, doubling over in grief and pain.
佢一收到依一個咁奇特嘅消息嘅時候咧，佢係極度嘅傷痛，十分之嘅悲傷同埋痛苦。
Then suddenly the straightened she straightened up and declared firmly, "It is will of God."
咁突然間咧，佢就企起身，然後好確定咁樣去話，依個係上帝嘅旨意。
This seems to bring her composure and strength.
咁樣之後咧，佢好似就已經有帶嚟一啲嘅平靜，同埋有翻啲嘅力量。
But the chaplain later shared with his colleagues that he was personally troubled that this woman believed God wants her boy to die.
咁但係呢個牧師咧之後就同佢一啲嘅其餘嘅牧師去到分享，就話就佢有少少嘅困擾咧，因為佢覺得呢個嘅婦人佢相信上帝係想佢嗰個嘅仔去死嘅。
Then an Afro-American chaplain immediately intervened. This is not what she meant.
咁佢嗰個嘅非裔美國嘅牧師就話即刻嘅話俾佢聽啦，依個唔係佢嘅意思啊。
In our community, when chaos breaks into our lives, we believe it is important to affirm that God is still in control.
佢喺我哋嘅社區入邊咧，當有一啲嘅混亂出現喺我哋嘅生命當中嘅時候咧。我哋相信咧，我哋好緊要嘅咧，就係要去確定上帝仍然喺度掌管緊嘅。
To say that something is will of God, will of the Lord, doesn't mean it is what God wants you to happen.
當我哋講話依個係上帝嘅旨意嘅時候咧，唔係意思就係話上帝係想依件事情發生啊。
It means that even this has been taken into account.
佢意思咧就話，甚至依樣都有考慮到，有顧及到。
I believe this is what Jesus did, responding to the self-righteous Pharisee's question, "Is it lawful for man to divorce his wife for any cause?"
我相信呢，依個就係當耶穌去回答嗰個自以為義嘅法利賽人嘅問題嘅時候，佢話係咪當一個男性去同一個佢嘅妻子離婚嘅時候，係咪合法咧？係即係喺任何嘅因素之下，係咪都係合法咧？
Moreover, Jesus opened his arms to little children, people brought to be blessed by his touch.
此外咧，就係耶穌咧，好多時都係打開佢嘅雙臂咧，去接納嗰啲嘅小孩子，甚至去祝福佢哋嘅。
Then Jesus' disciples thought it was too much.
而耶穌嘅門徒咧就覺得係唔需要咁樣嘅。
If a woman has pure light in the eyes of society, children has no right at all.
如果婦人咧喺當時嘅社會當中係有好少嘅地位咧，咁孩童嚟講咧係根本係冇地位添嘅。
Children were regarded as property, and it was not unusual for a child to be sold in those days.
而喺當時嚟講咧，孩子咧係可以當係一個嘅財物，亦都係，甚至有時佢哋會係被販賣嘅。
There were no child labor laws, no child advocate groups, no court to protect against abuse.
喺當時嚟講係冇一個嘅童工嘅法例，亦都冇一啲嘅去為依啲孩子去出聲嘅人，或者係冇一個嘅法庭去保護佢哋係唔會被係虐待。
But Jesus called his disciples, was calling the children and their mothers.
咁所以咧，但耶穌咧就去指責佢嘅門徒，去因為佢哋咁樣去指責嗰班嘅小朋友同埋佢哋嘅母親。
Not only did the Lord receive the children, he said the kingdom of God could not be entered unless one becomes a child.
唔單止耶穌係去接納呢啲嘅兒童，佢反而咧就講到，如果我哋唔係好似兒童咁樣咧，我哋係唔能夠入到天國。
Now can you see what's really happening there?
咁嗱，我哋而家睇唔睇到係實質上係喺當時發生咩事呢？
Jesus asked questions about long-standing convention of the society that some people are better than others, and the stronger rules the weaker, and the powerful are privileged.
就耶穌咧就喺問緊一個問題，就是、關於當時一啲社會上嘅一啲嘅習俗，就係有啲人咧係係有啲人係會比其餘嗰啲人好嘅，或者係嗰啲強嘅咧就去管制嗰啲弱嘅，或者嗰啲嗰啲有權有利嘅人。
Well, this is still a raging battle today, isn't it?
喺依方面咧，喺今日嚟講咧，都係一個嘅鬥爭。
In spite of all the advances we have made, we still have an uneasy feeling that the many are at the mercy of the few.
係，就算我哋已經有好多嘅改進，但我哋仍然都係有一個嘅嗰個嘅感覺咧，就係好似嗰啲弱群咧，就係要被憐憫嘅。
And color begets privilege, that money buys the power.
而好似嗰啲你嘅膚色咧，就係讓你係攞到一啲嘅權利，而好似錢咧可以買到個權利咁樣。
But here Jesus attacked those practices.
但喺呢度咧，耶穌實在喺度針對緊依一種嘅做法。
He took those who are weak and neglected in his arms and blessed them.
就耶穌咧，就係將嗰啲軟弱嘅、嗰啲係被忽略嘅，佢就接納佢哋，甚至係祝福佢哋。
Please note that this story comes right in the middle of the section of Jesus' teaching on true discipleship.
我哋亦都要留意咧，就話依個故事咧係喺耶穌講緊教導緊咩為之真正嘅門徒嘅時候出現嘅。
It means that we should deal with the issue of equality and responsibility, along with his saying on humility, obedience, renunciation, and how to deal with the money.
所以咧，意思就係話我哋要去睇依一個嘅問題咧，就好似平等啊，或者責任啊依方面咧，係同樣好似我哋要去睇耶穌講到關於謙虛啊、順服啊。或者係捨棄啊，點樣去處理金錢啊依一方面嘅話題。
In other words, as disciples of Jesus, we must be serious about equality of the older people, equal status for all people, and equal opportunities.
咁另一句説話講咧，就係我哋作為耶穌嘅門徒咧，我哋應該好嚴肅嘅去對待每一個人，佢哋都係平等嘅，大家有一同嘅個身份，佢哋大家都有一同嘅嗰個嘅機會。
It is shame for some to lord it over others, for women to fear sexual harassments, for children to be in danger in their homes and streets.
就好可悲咧，就係如果我哋係有啲人係要去主宰其餘一個人，或者係婦女咧係要去害怕有依個性騷滋擾嘅，或者兒童咧係喺佢哋嘅屋企，甚至喺街上咧都係喺危險當中嘅。
If we are to be true disciples of Jesus, we cannot sit back quietly and allow prejudice and abusive power to go unchallenged.
如果我哋真係要做耶穌嘅真正嘅門徒咧，我哋唔可以就咁坐喺度唔出聲，或者係讓依一啲嘅濫用嘅權力、一啲嘅偏見係唔去挑戰依一方面嘅嘢。
We must speak out.Let people know that we think and that we live and we act out differently.
我哋一定咧要发出我哋嘅声音，让其余嘅人知道我哋嘅思想同埋我哋嘅活出嚟系要应该系不一样嘅。
As His church, we should set the examples for we are called to minister Christ to the oppressed, to the helpless, and to the underprivileged.
作为教会，我哋系。應該係成為一個嘅典範，去因為我哋係被呼召去到一啲嘅被壓制、一啲係無助或者一啲係貧窮嘅人嚟去對佢哋去服侍同埋去宣講基督嘅。
Of course, the mission Jesus sent us on is not an easy one.
咁當然咧，耶穌俾我哋個使命咧。 都唔係一啲好容易嘅。
You should have experienced already.
就可能你已經有經歷到啦，係咪
？You will certainly not always be popular either.
而且有時咧，依啲亦都唔係一啲係受歡迎嘅。
You know it.
你知道嘅。
Yes, it is so difficult to redirect power from grasping to caring.
係啊，有時咧，我好難係將依一個嘅權力咧係。從去控制人哋嚟去變成一個係關懷。
It is hard to consider others to be better than oneself.
有時咧係好難嘅去覺得人哋係會比我哋更好嘅。
It is natural to hold on tightly to stereotypes, especially ones that put us higher honor and more privileged than others.
好多時咧，我哋都好自然嘅去執著一啲一啲嘅形式化嘅嘢，特別係嗰啲係會令到我哋係高高在上嘅，或者係俾我哋一啲嘅特權嘅。
Yet into our shattered lives, Christ comes with what each of us need most: acceptance, love, and forgiveness.
咁但係咧喺我哋依個嘅破碎嘅生命當中咧，基督嚟到就係俾我哋所每個人所需要嘅，就係接納、愛同埋饒恕。
We call this day the World Communion Sunday.
我哋叫今日咧係一個嘅普世聖餐主日。
It is the day that we gather together, acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
一日咧係我哋大家聚埋一齊去承認耶穌基督係我哋嘅主。
We admit He's still in charge of our lives, and we are His disciples, boldly practicing acceptance, love, and forgiveness.
我哋一齐嘅去承认咧，就系耶稣系掌管我哋嘅生命嘅，而我哋系佢嘅门徒，我哋系时时嘅去学习，去实行接纳、爱同埋饶恕。
May His will be done here in this world through His church and through each of us。
愿上帝嘅旨意喺地上能够成就，藉住佢嘅教会，藉住我哋每一个人。
阿门。
阿门。